Hello.
Cardiff, how may I help you?
Hi, Roman. This is Troy Maceo. Just returning your phone call.
Hey, Troy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Sorry I missed your call earlier.
No worries. It's not a crime to be busy. I'm going to put you on hold for about 30 seconds while I bring up your file, okay?
Sure. That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Troy. Hi, Troy.
Sure.
All right, so I've got your file, and kind of the baton is going to be passed to me here. So I just wanted to go over the program and answer any questions you have and hopefully get this equipment ordered for you, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
So, not a problem. And I think what's going on is you've done some of these what's called short-term working capital loans, and that's what a lot of companies are trying to push on you, and you want something more traditional and long-term, correct?
Right, I mean, nothing too long, but I was looking for something, you know, like a couple-year term or something, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, don't take anything I say the wrong way. I'm just going to go through the file step by step, kind of tell you something
I see.
That's perfect. And so here's the other question. I understand that you bought a septic tank recently for $40,000, and this is going on the equipment, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you buy that? When did you actually purchase? When did the money change hands for that septic tank?
So I just paid. I put a deposit on it back. It was probably about this past summer.
Past summer. Okay. And have you received it yet?
And no. And then I. What it is the septic tank and the pump are attached to the truck that I'm financing.
Okay.
So the vacuum tank and the pump are separate.
Oh, so you actually haven't paid for the final septic tank yet?
No, I paid for the septic tank and the pump on the truck. I just haven't paid for the truck itself. That's
okay.
What I was trying to finance.
Oh, yeah, what I was saying is when did money change hands for the septic tank and the pump? When did you actually pay the final due on that?
The final bill on that was actually about a week ago.
Oh, okay. So you paid like a deposit stream.
I paid a deposit back this summer, right? I paid him, you know, a deposit on the entire amount. And then he put the deposit towards the tank and the pump, and I paid the remainder on that. And then they just gave me the invoice for the truck separately.
And so, okay, and so the final, and is it going through the same vendor?
So the final payment for the truck is going to a separate vendor, which is Rhode Island Peterbilt.
Okay. Just a few questions for you, and if you don't know the answer, not a problem.
Sure.
So you pay the deposit on the septic tank this summer and the vacuum truck. What was the deposit amount?
And that was $12,500.
Okay.
Because he had estimated the cost to be $125,000 for the truck.
Okay. And then
that's what I was quoted.
Gotcha. And then what was the other cost? Go ahead.
And then I paid another $31,600 a week ago, and that was the total amount for the pump and the tank, which was $43,600.
Okay. And what was the vendor's name on that?
And that was TSI, Tank Services Incorporated.
Okay.
And they're based out of Rhode Island as well. And the contact guy there was Jerry Blake.
And did you pay by, like, wire or check?
I paid by check.
Okay, give me one second. I'm going to upload this. Give me a second, please.
Sure, no problem.
All right, so I've got all this data. It looks like there's two different vendors, septic and vacuum truck, two separate items that kind of become one, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then just to kind of go over your credit report right now, has Nico gone over that with you already?
Yes, he did mention a couple things on it. He had a question about a truck that I had repossessed back in 2000.
Okay.
I explained to him that was a situation where the truck wasn't working, and I couldn't get the company to stand by it that was down in Texas, so I just returned it. I voluntarily returned it.
Okay.
And then
voluntary repo. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
And
I didn't want to pay any more money into something that wasn't working. It was never put together right.
Okay. All right. So
that became an issue where I couldn't get a hold of the people who built it were in Texas, and they wouldn't return my phone calls, and it became a big mess.
Okay. So the way the financing works is, and we look at a few different factors. We look at business credit, we look at personal credit, and we look at overall cash flow. Our loans are much longer than we do working capital loans, so if you want us to refinance your loan, we can do that as well, and I'm more than happy to discuss that after we do this transaction. But I think the goal here is to give you something longer. From what Nico tells me is you use one of these short-term loans to actually buy your last truck, and I'm sure it's just eating up all of your cash flow, correct?
Yeah, it did. I paid back, I only have, $7,000 to pay back on it, but that was, I've already paid $81,000 back on it in 11 months.
Okay. Do you have an estimated so there's actually two ways we look at this. I'm a big fan of kind of, with our clients, we go above and beyond and have more long-term relationships than the industry norm. So there's two ways to look at this. There's two ways to look at this transaction. The first thing is to just do the truck. However, you put a lot of cash down into a piece of equipment, and for cash flow purposes, it might be better for you to retain some of that capital. I can't give you a promise on whether we can finance that tank or not or roll it in, but we might be able to give you a sizable chunk back, and I'm going to explore that. But before doing that, I'd like to ask, on the truck, go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
I'll cut you. Go ahead.
I had talked to Nico about financing. I have another a small dump truck that I'm trying to finance as well, and I was going to try to finance that as well.
How much does that run?
And that's $79,000. Something, and I haven't put any money down on that at all.
Well, I think the first thing is to take care of everything in like an order of operations. The good thing is this.
Sure.
Once we finalize our conversation, I can get you some documents probably by tomorrow or worst case worst Monday morning and get this truck ordered for you by the end of next week. So
that'd be great.
Not a problem. So the first question is this. With
a traditional 5-year loan, is that what you're looking to do, or?
I'm going to give you a few different options.
Okay.
So the first thing is this. Have you estimated a monthly payment that you're comfortable? Let's just assume the truck for now.
Just for the truck?
Yeah.
Itself? I mean, I could swing around $1,500 a month.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. And then you have a current loan with a company called RBS. Is that correct?
RBS. I'm trying to think.
That's the daily debit, it says.
Is that the daily debit? Okay, yeah. Yeah, so I think there's about 3 weeks left on that.
Okay, so you're almost done with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I want to do is kind of go over some realistic numbers. The payments aren't going to be, you're paying like 8,000, you're paying $6,000-$7,000 a month. They're not going to be there.
I'm paying like 8,000 I'm paying like 22,000 a week, yeah.
Okay, so I just want to go over some realistic numbers here. So even if we stretch out, it's going to be hard to justify an approval of $1,500. That'd be very difficult unless you put a lot of money down. But I want to give you some ideas of where we're going to look at, then kind of grow the relationship from there. So if we do an approval, you're going to have two payments due at signing. So that's going to be a first and last payment due at signing.
Okay.
And you're going to be looking at about are there taxes on this equipment? Let's take a look. You have not put a deposit, I assume, on the truck, correct?
Not on the truck, no.
Okay. Is that truck in stock?
The truck's all ready to go. It's all put together and ready for delivery.
Okay. And are we doing taxes on this too? Do they charge you taxes? And do you know what your tax rate is in your state or no?
I I didn't look at that part of it. Yeah, as far as the truck's coming out of Rhode Island, you know, so
okay,
I'll probably have to pay a mass sales tax, I imagine.
Do you know what your Massachusetts sales tax rate is, or no?
It's 2.5, I think.
Oh, so it's pretty low.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can roll that in as well, but here's some ideas sure. that I have. Here's some ideas I have for you. Your okay. short-term loan is obviously very, very expensive, and I think the reason why people are trying to push you into a short-term loan is those are really, since they're short-term and such high interest, they really right. don't depend on business credit. One of the challenges for you here is kind of reestablish the business credit.
Exactly.
Yeah, because the business credit's been kind of ripped up, but you can always reestablish it pretty quickly, which is a good thing. Sure. So if we're looking at financing the full amount, not including taxes, we'd be looking at payments of about $1,967 a month for a five-year term.
Okay.
If we add on sales tax, it's going to go a little above and beyond. But what I'm going to do is, after I jump off the phone with you, I'm going to actually see if we can give you the cash back you paid on this tank as well. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Nico reach out to you. So let me walk you through the kind of order of operations. And then once this transaction gets done, I'll explore what other options Bank of Cardiff can potentially do for the dump truck. But I want to do, you know, your priority is the septic trunk, correct?
Yeah, it's actually both of them. But, I mean, the sooner I get both of them, the better, you know.
Okay. So here's the first step. Nico's going to shoot you an email. What he's going to need to do is he's going to reach out to the dealer of the truck vendor, and he's going to just get there. And I'm sure you have your salesperson's information, correct?
Yes.
Who's your salesperson there?
Well, I have I have to look that up for the Rhode Island. I dealt with Jerry Blake from Tank Services. He ordered the truck for me.
Okay.
And up until 2 weeks ago, he had told me that I was going to, you know, he goes, all right, I'm going to have you deal with Peterbilt directly because he didn't do any markup on the truck or anything.
Okay.
Because he did the tank and the pump, and, you know, he ordered the truck. But they do a lot of business together, so he got the truck from Peterbilt, put the truck together.
Okay.
And then he has me dealing with Rhode Island Peterbilt directly.
Okay.
So I just have to look up. You know, go back to my voicemails and sign the gentleman's name. He had called me, left a message, so
okay.
I can get that for you and send it back to you.
Yeah, what I'd like you to do is give me a call or Nico back. We just need them because what we're going to do is we're going to reach out to them and get what's called a dealer license just for the file.
Sure.
Walk you through the operations. Let's assume we get that dealer license tomorrow. Once we get it, I'm going to touch base with you tomorrow. Worst comes to worst, Monday morning. And we're going to do documents for you. Documents are either going to be us financing the remaining amount of the truck or just the tank. I don't know that answer, but I'm going to find it out for you.
Okay.
The additional thing is this. How did you pay for the tank? Did you pay wire?
Out of my working capital.
No, I mean, did you pay with a check, wire? How did you pay?
I paid with a check.
Okay.
I paid the deposit with a check, and I paid the other part with a check as well. Yeah.
Okay. And I assume we have your bank statements that actually would verify that. So give me a second.
Yeah.
I can see if I already have it here so you don't have to kind of jump through any hoops. How's business going for you?
It's really good. We're extremely busy, so it's everything's coming. I have my a new person starting in the office in about a week or so, which is going to help me keep things organized.
Okay. And you can just give me a call. You don't need to give me a call, just with the Peterbilt sales information so I can reach out to them.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to be going into a bad area right now.
Okay.
Is it possible to give you a call back in like 10 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a ring. I'm going to pour through these bank statements and see if I already have that information on file.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you in a bit. Bye.